So, let's go to a message which Jesus gave to Brother Joseph. We are gonna speak about a very special message about the bride. I will translate it from Italian into English. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. I'm Dora. And I will translate this message from Italian into English, which Brother Joseph gives on RadioBlast.net. The message is called By My Side, an encouraging message for the bride. We will read some scriptures. Song of Solomon 4, 9 and 12. We will excerpt from this Song of Solomon, from the scriptures. Come with me from Lebanon, my spouse. You have ravished my heart, my sister, my spouse. You have ravished my heart with one look of your eyes, with one chain of your neck. A garden enclosed is my sister, my spouse, a spring shut up, a fountain sealed. A fountain of gardens, a well of living waters, and streams from Lebanon. 16. Awake, O north wind, and come, you south, blow upon my garden, that the spices thereof may flow out. Let my beloved come into his garden and eat his pleasant fruits. Song of Solomon. Song of Solomon 6 verse 10. Who is she that had looketh forth as the morning, fair as the moon, clear as the sun, and terrible as an army with banners? Jesus speaking. I cannot show you yet the joys, the ecstasies, nor even a small part of the blessings which I have prepared for you, my bride, as it is written. 2 Corinthians 12:2. I knew a man in Christ about 14 years ago. Whether in the body, I cannot tell, or whether out of the body, I cannot tell. God knoweth. Such as one caught up to the third heaven. He was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words. Isaiah 64:4. Nor perceived by the ear, neither had the ear seen, had the eye seen, O God, besides thee, what he had prepared for him that waited for him. Isaiah 64:4. 1 Peter 1:12. Unto whom it was revealed, but not unto themselves, but unto us they did minister the things which now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look unto. 1 Peter 1:12. 1 Corinthians 2:9. It is written, eye has not seen, ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. James 1:12. Blessed is the man that endures temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life. The crown of life. James 1:12. Message from Jesus. The people of the world look for happiness and for power into the strength of their hands, but they can never find it. But you, my faithful one, have found me, have searched for me and found me. I am the Creator. I am the secret of the universe. It is me, your Lord and your Creator. A world without God wants everything, and they want everything on the spot, and they only want it for themselves. Sometimes the enemy make you believe in your mind that you arrived, but it is written, it will soon be a dead end. You will not arrive to where you belong. The ticket of the life of this life has a expiration date. It's just a virtual reality. It's a fleeting thing. Nothing is eternal. But I tell you, with me is eternal. With me, there's no end, but the world has an end. Hebrews 9:27. It is appointed unto man once to die, but after that the judgment. Revelation 6:12-17. I beheld when he opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth, and the moon became as blood. And the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs, and when she is shaken of a mighty wind. 14. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. and the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and bondmen, and every free man, hid themselves in the dens and the rocks of the mountains. And they said to the mountains and the rocks, Fall on us, and hide from us, from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? Revelation 6. John 5:28 and 29. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in the which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice, and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. John 5:28 and 29. Jesus continues in his message, But you, my beloved, do not fear, because you received me, and you are following me, and I chose you. I rescued you, and I saved you. You do not need to go through the terrifying judgment of eternal condemnation, because on the Calvary, I got the judgment, and I got the condemnation in your place. John 5:24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, He that heareth my word, and believeth on him that sent me, has everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. John 5:24. Message continues. The dragon, the beast that comes out of the sea, wanted to accuse you and condemn you because of your sins. Revelation 12:9-10. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out unto the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And lo, I heard a loud voice saying, Now is salvation coming. But I protected you. I rescued you. You are washed. You are redeemed. You are clean. You are pure. Remain like this. I prepare you so you can be my worthy bride, and I will always love you, and forever I will be with you, because you are my faithful bride. You search for me, you obey me, you seek for me, and I called you to be at my side forever. I cannot show you now the great joys which are in my kingdom, the joys which you live now in this world are nothing compared to my joys in heaven. They are so great and so marvelous, the wonderful things I prepared for you, my beloved. The dragon is furious and hates you because I love you. But even the heavens tell of my love, my love letter for you, my bride. Psalm 19:1, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. The stars talk about a princess, Andromeda, who is tied by a monster. You are my princess. And the devil, the dragon, the beast that comes out of the sea, Revelation 13:1, and I saw a beast rise out of the sea, and all the world wondered after the beast. Revelation 12:3-4, and there appeared another wonder of heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and 7 crowns upon his heads. And his tails drew the third part of the stars of heaven, and did cast unto the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, to devour her child as soon as it was born. Revelation 12:3-4. The sea represents the people from where the beast which wanted to tie you will come. Revelation 17:15. And he said unto me, The waters which you saw where the horse sitteth are peoples and multitude and nations and tongues. Perseo, the husband who comes from on high on a white horse to free you, it's me, your heavenly bridegroom. Psalm 68:4, sing unto God, sing praises to his name, extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Yah, and rejoice before him. Psalm 68:4. Psalm 68:33, to him that rideth upon the heavens of heavens, which were of old, and lo, he doth send out his voice, and that a mighty voice. Revelation 6:2, And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth to conquer, conquering and to conquer. Revelation 6:2. Revelation 19:11, and I saw heaven open, and behold a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he does judge and make war. Amen. Revelation 19:7. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. Hallelujah. Andromeda is like you. It's an appropriate name for you because you are my true winning bride, faithful bride, because you will be at my side like a redeemed that you are from the nations. You are redeemed from the nations and you will be by my side. Revelation 2:26. And to him that overcomes and keeps my works, to him I will give power over the nations. Revelation 2:26. I thank you, Jesus. End of message. Praise your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for this beautiful message, which I think speaks to all of us. Our bridegroom is by our side, says Angela. He's always by our side to protect us from the dragon. We are protected when we are next to him. We're his property. The enemy cannot touch us. All that we need to do is that we'll always stay by his side and that we don't move away from him. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise your name. We love you, Jesus. It's wonderful, says Joseph, to be protected by the Lord. As I said, we do lots of travelings, and it's so nice to have God's protections. Hallelujah. Praise your name. Thank you, Jesus. We want to share with you now, dear brethren, a testimony of some evangelism we did. Here in South America, there have been some forest fires in Chile, and we took a trip to go and evangelize there and help in this disaster area where whole entire villages have burned down. And thousands and thousands of hectares of forest also burned down. And we went and we were able to bring some food and help, and also bring the gospel, which was the most important. And we thank the Lord that we were able to do this project. And we thank the Lord and for all the brethren that were able to help us with this project. Thank you, Jesus. We were able to go, actually, to this place where the fire was. And there was one place where the whole village burned down completely. And we were actually able to go and help in that place where the village got burned down. We thank you, Jesus, for that. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to go and bring the gospel to these people. What was nice is that we went together with also the brethren from the area to do this project. You participated, the brethren of the era participated also with the food. They bought food and we were able to do this project. And we want to also thank the brethren who support us with your monthly tithes and donations. Through your sacrifices, we were able to go and do this project, okay? And we really want to thank you. And it's not that you support us, it's you with us supporting Jesus in the evangelism. We don't matter. It's together, you and us together, doing this gospel work. And we really, really want to thank the brethren, local brethren, that helped us, were with us, hand in hand, and the brethren from abroad that send their monthly donations. Thank you so much. Without them, we wouldn't make it. We are a body. We are a body. One is the hand, one is the foot, one is the mouth that preaches. But we are all together a team. It's not that the hand can tell the foot, I don't need you. We need each other. Okay? We need each other. Thank you, Jesus. What's important here between us all is Jesus. Okay? It's not that the brethren support us and we are it. We are nobodies. It's not that the brothers support us and we are the thing that we go around evangelizing. No, we are a team. We are the hand, you are the foot, and we help each other. And together we do this work for Jesus. We are side by side. The prophecy we just read, by my side, said Jesus. Okay? We're all together, united. Thank you, Jesus. We don't want to have any personality cult here. One guy, one pope, one this and that. No. No, no. We want to be one team. Jesus said, the kings of the earth want to be, they want to be served and whatnot. But I'm among you as he that serveth, Jesus said. So this is how we need to be. This is the maximum a pastor can be and a leader can be. Washing the feet, serving, witnessing, evangelizing. That's the goal, the final goal. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So, side by side, like the message we just read, Jesus said, come on my side. Side by side. The pastor, as it says in Matthew 23, 8 through 10, the pastor is called Jesus. The Father is not the Pope. The Father is God. So let's get out of these false churches and go to the true church. Come to our church, which is the church of Jesus, and we want the pastor to be Jesus. It's not that you have to be under this and under that. No. Stay side by side with us. Side by side with us. Let's go shooting the enemy side by side with us. Amen. It was beautiful. You know, I want to tell you that in this fire project which we did, going to these fire victims, we're all together. There was Brother Joseph, his wife, and all the six kids. All the six kids and the brethren of the area, and Angela and I, we're all together as a team, side by side, helping each other and distributing food and praying with people to receive Jesus. There was an evangelical family whom we helped. They were left with nothing. All their house burned down. There were 15 people. There are 15 people in this family. And when we gave them the food, we told them, this food is from Jesus, to tell you that Jesus didn't forget you and that it wasn't him that sent the fire. And we came to tell you this. We came to tell you that God loves you. And it was very nice because at that point, we didn't go to these guys and we didn't tell them, oh, come now to our church, the Church of the Spirit. Come to us now, you know. No, we didn't go into that. We just went and told them about Jesus and that's it. We didn't go and promote our religion or our church. We just talked about Jesus and that's it. How wonderful it is that we're able to go just in the name of Jesus and that's it. It wasn't like, okay, these gifts are from the church so-and-so, glory to the church so-and-so, this help comes from the church so-and-so. No, it was Jesus, Jesus. It was Jesus, it was Jesus. We gave it from Jesus. Thank you, Lord.